We're here on 1410 KGRN at Grinnell College. It's time to talk diving as we're kind of in a transition period with winter sports ending, and but not quite ending because we have a diver heading to the national tournament next week, Sophie Vodewol. Well, I knew I would screw it up. Vodewol,
yes.
Is the name of the diver. We'll explain about her name. It's a difficult name to pronounce, but she's heading to the NCAA Diving Championships in Greensboro, North Carolina next week. She joins us here on the Extra Point on 1410 KGRN. And Sophie, I apologize for your name, but that's a tough name that you got there, right?
Yeah, it is. It is a tough one. It's Polish. It's very complicated, but it's worth a good try.
Well, we'll talk about your Polish background in a moment, but congratulations on getting the opportunity to go to the National Diving Competition, and you're only a freshman here at Grinnell College. What's that experience been like to get this chance?
Yeah, thank you. It's honestly incredibly shocking. I came to Grinnell not even really thinking about diving. I visited on a whim because I had 2 days off from work, and then I accidentally met a swimmer, and then I accidentally met Aaron, and then I accidentally met Mike, and it's just crazy how much by chance that I ended up here, like in this position, and I'm incredibly honored and excited to be a part of the team and be a part of like just being able to go to nationals as a first year. It kind of validated myself to myself, because I struggled a lot in high school with my confidence with diving. I knew that I had some talent. I knew that I was good, but I didn't feel like I was good enough to really reach all the goals that I had for myself. And then to make regionals was in itself just hugely just a shock, because wasn't even thinking about making regionals when I started diving. I just wanted to go in and have a good time and compete just for myself, and then I made it, and then I made nationals, and I was just on the floor. I was just completely surprised, and it was totally crazy, but I'm really, really excited.
Yeah, obviously. So you didn't dive at all in high school?
No, I did. I dove all 4 years of high school, and I wasn't really, my junior year, whenever I was looking at colleges, I didn't want to dive. I was still going through recruiting process, but I was mainly doing it so that I could have like a foot in the door at all these elite colleges that I was looking at, like Grinnell, like Bowdoin, Bates, and all these other schools. But I wasn't 100% sure if I actually wanted to go through with it, just because there are so many mental issues that I had with the sport at the time. And then when I visited and I talked with Aaron, it was the first conversation I've had with a coach where I could be actually honest about how I felt about the sport and about all the issues that I had with it mentally. And for the first time, I felt like I was actually being listened to, and like she actually understood. And then I talked to Mike, and then him hearing and listening to all of the issues that I had with the sport, he acted like, it's true, he acted like he could actually help me overcome like all of the mental barriers that I had, like that I'd formed over my high school career, if you could.
So what issues did you have with the support?
I had a lot of injuries. Just diving is a dangerous sport. If you make silly mistakes, there are times where you can hurt yourself. I got a concussion my freshman year, and then my junior year I hit my hands on the board, like knuckle to fingertips. And that really kind of set off the whole, I don't want to dive anymore mindset. And then during my club, I had a rough relationship with my club team, just because I didn't feel like I was being prioritized. I felt like I was just kind of in the shadows, because all of the other divers that I was surrounded by, they've been diving since they were little kids. And I only started diving really when I started high school. So I felt like I wasn't really progressing at the rate that I wanted to, which was always frustrating for every athlete, I feel like. But so that was really frustrating coming in. And whenever I talked to Mike about all that, he made it really clear that that happens to a lot of people, and it's really sad, because it can really discourage you from the sport. And if you have talent, if you have like the skills that a lot of athletes have, it's really sad to see them quit so early. So
well, mm-hmm. When you brought up the fact that you hit your hands on the diving board, suddenly this image of Greg Louganis when he hit his head on the diving board comes back to me at the mm-hmm. Olympic Games. Mm-hmm. That must have been a traumatic experience mm-hmm. for him. And while you didn't hit your head, still hitting any part of your body, I imagine that was a traumatic experience for you.
Yeah, it definitely was. It definitely freaked me out. Reverses continue, that's one of the categories. Reverses continue to be a way of rotating that I struggle with, just because I'm still a little nervous about hitting my hands again. I know that it's like a fluke thing. It happens to people all the time. You just gotta like accept it and move on. But not to compare myself to Greg or anything, because he's a god, but if you get injured, you just gotta get back on the boards. You just gotta keep going, because that's what makes the difference between athletes and great athletes. Those who can recover from injuries, recover from bad days, and come back and be even stronger. And I think that like injuring myself, having the rough start that I did have, it really helped me mature in diving in a way that if I hadn't had all those like hardships, I suppose, I wouldn't be like the athlete that I am today.
Sophie Vodewo with us here on The Extra Point on 1410 KGRN. So what you came back into the sport, you found, rediscovered it, so to speak, here at mm-hmm. Grinnell College. What was your kind of what was your season like, and mm-hmm. you know, what kind of worked out for you to get this opportunity to go and qualify for nationals?
Something that my coach Mike always says to me is just be yourself. Just be who you are on the boards. Don't like it in your head. Just stop thinking for a little bit and just dive the way that you know you can dive. And honestly, that's what I needed to do at regionals, and that's what I'm going to do at nationals. That's what I try to do this season, was really fix my mental imaging problem that I have, where I can get in a really negative headspace and get too critical on myself. Like, I can be critical, that's fine, but I need to twist it so that in a way I'm still being constructive. Because that's something that I've always struggled with. I would like be really hard on myself and not really help my growth anyway. So that was something that I really worked on this season with Mike, something that it really helps me with. And honestly, I think it couldn't have worked out better.
It seems like it's more mental than mm-hmm. physical. Mm-hmm. You didn't even talk about, I didn't work on this technical aspect. It's more mental than physical with you.
For me, yes. I was a gymnast, so I already have a lot of the background that diving requires. Like, I understand like rotation, and I understand like where I'm, like I know where my body is in the air, in like relevance to like the water and the board and everything. It's really complicated, but I had a lot of technical issues that I needed to fix, but those didn't seem difficult just because they're simple, like positioning of like the hands or like your head or like pointing your toes or like keeping your feet together. Those are all simple issues that I know I can fix. The more difficult part for me was definitely the mental aspect of diving, because it's such a mental sport. It is so easy to get into that negative mindset and then to just forget sort of that you are a skilled diver and it's okay. Like, if you mess up, it's fine. That happens to everybody. What matters is how you recover and how you come back from that mess up. And like, I don't know, that's just something that I've always struggled with, and I really tried to fix it this year, and I think I made some progress.
There are other sports like that, like golf. I mean, you hit a bad shot, you got to put it out of your mind. You have a bad dive, you got to put it out of your mind. And go back to the techniques and that you mastered. So I can understand that. Let's talk about your background. Your dad, you mentioned, is originally from Poland.
Yes.
And you made your way, he obviously made his way to the St. Louis area. I think you were born in Cape Girardeau, mm-hmm. Missouri, which is south of St. Louis, mm-hmm. and now in Baldwin, Missouri, which is a suburb of St. Louis. What is that family dynamic growing up Polish and your dad being originally from Poland? What's that been like for you?
It was wonderful. I loved visiting Poland as a kid. I loved spending the summers with my grandparents and just exploring Torin, where they're from, and exploring, like, we would always go on bike rides every morning, and we'd like ride through the countryside, and it was really serene and beautiful and everything. Yeah, I loved going across seas and like to visit my family. And then I have a pretty it's like Poland, you know, everyone's family there essentially, because like everyone's so friendly with each other. And then in the States, my family is pretty small. My American granddad on my mom's side died whenever I was 7, I think. And then my grandma, still alive and well, she lives in Clinton, Iowa.
Okay.
So she's very close to where I am now, which is great. And that's all the family that I have, really, that's close here in the States still. So my family dynamic has always been really, like, close-knit, very tight.
Well, how would you describe Poland to those of us who have never, ever even thought about maybe going there or something?
It's really beautiful. I 100% recommend that you go. I'm not at all biased or anything.
not at all.
No, of course not. The culture is just wonderful. There's this port city, Gdańsk, where my aunt lives. And she's traveling a lot, but whenever we visit there, when she's there, we would always go to the beach. There's a lot of World War II history, because that's where Poland was first invaded. So there's, if you're a history buff, there's a lot of stuff that you can go to see there.
Yeah, the Germans invaded Poland, and that brought the British into the war.
Right. Yeah, there's all these different memorials and everything. There are all these amazing museums about boats and ships, if you're interested in that. And then just like the countryside in Poland itself is just gorgeous. There's just so many things to do. The food is fantastic.
What is like a typical meal for a typical Polish meal?
Okay, so breakfast is not at all like American breakfast. It's a lot more of like kind of like lunch and deli meats and like cheeses.
I was thinking sausage.
Yeah. Sausage is there. Sausage is very prevalent. Polish sausage. Fantastic.
Uh-huh.
There's still, like, you can obviously still have, like, cereal or anything, but, like, the main meal is lunch. That's where everybody gathers at the big table. There's this huge spread. There's, like, there's soups and sausage and meatballs and pancakes and just all these different items that you can eat. And then dinner is like everything from lunch leftover.
They eat the leftovers right away.
Right. you have this big lunch meal and then you take a walk around town to digest and to like relax because it's exhausting. And then you come back and you play some cards and you just hang out with your family and then you eat dinner and then you play more cards. Yeah, my family were... The community nearby where we live is also, we're also very tight-knit. Everything about it is just really friendly, and we're all like just one big family there.
That's cool. Yeah, you might be, now I want to go to Poland.
You should go.
I should. Sophie Vodowo with us here on The Extra Point. So now you head to the National Diving Meet. You got two events. You got the 3-meter first and then the 1-meter after that. What's the biggest key for you to, what are your goals? What are you looking at before you go and your biggest key while you're there?
I am, it's going to be a great experience. That is for sure. A meet experience is always welcome. It's always really, really helpful, especially these big meets. I don't have a lot of experience with these larger caliber meets. Regionals was a big step up from what I'm used to. The only big meet that I've really done before this was state for my high school, which in itself isn't really that large. It's very prestigious whenever you're there, but like in college, I wanted to make sure that I had these higher caliber meets that I could practice at, because the mentality going into it is way different from like a dual meet or like just a casual meet, quote unquote casual. I want to make sure that I don't get in my head and that I can dive the way that I know I can, which, and I just, like Mike always says, just be myself. I just want to be myself on the boards. I want to have a good time. I want to have some fun. I'm not putting a lot of extra pressure on myself to perform like the best I ever have, because I know if I do that, then I won't. I just want to go and be myself and be the diver that I know that I am, and just make myself proud and end on a good note for my season.
Very good. Well, Sophie, we'll be rooting for you next week in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, just have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And be yourself and earn some experience, and because your diving career is only just beginning here at Grinnell College. It's a pleasure visiting with you, meeting you, and best of luck. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Sophie Vodowo with us here. I think I got it sort of right. With us here on The Extra Point on 1410 KGRN.